in the Bible. Jesus died to make you old. They're all saying this back to her. And then she felt really embarrassed, but the other angel come up, and he covered for her. And he said, well, most churches in the earth don't believe in healing. Said, but all you angels, we're getting you ready to go to the earth. And you're going to be, they call it slated. Otherwise, they got a slate board. And they're going to assign them to certain churches to work for miracles in the last days. And they said the first time the miracles hit the earth, they kept it in tents. They kept it in tents. And it was not taught nor divided amongst the body of Christ. So they corrupted the gift for gain. That's what the angels talk about in heaven. And they said, not so next time. That God has handpicked certain people to work creative miracles with, and he was assigned angels with them. And in heaven, they have bandages to put on you. And guess what the bandages say? Yeah, I'll give one guess. Guess. Only believe. They had stacks and stacks. I mean, the angels had red crosses on their sleeves. And they had bins and bins of body parts. They have names on them for people on the earth. Look at them. They're getting excited, aren't you? He filled some people's teeth here last night. So when I was in heaven, I saw so many beautiful things. I saw the babies, how they grew up. I saw the angels busy all the time coming and going. I saw an order and a reverence and high praises when you're with the angels and the it's like you see the redeemed. When one of them begins to praise the Lord, they all begin to praise the Lord. Fall on their faces, praise the God. I saw, I want to tell you about the walls I saw in heaven. Because say these walls are kind of a, was that mauve or pinkish? Mauve. Okay, these walls, one wall was about twice that high, and it was down a corridor. And I go down this corridor with these angels, and I hear bells ringing on the other side and shouts. And I put my hand on, it is platinum, pure platinum. And the top is open, the glory of the Lord is shining in. And I get to go to the room of tears. That's Psalms 56, verse 7, 8, and 9. Thou tellest my wonderings, put thy my tears into bottles. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto the Lord, then my enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me. In God I will put my trust. In God I will put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man will do unto me. And I was taken to the room of tears. And I stood outside this room, it's big archways, and there's a man with a burgundy mantle on with folds in it. And he's standing there, and an angel comes from the earth and has a scroll in his hand. They always have reports from the earth. And he said, these are so-and-so's teardrops. Had a golden bowl. And the man of the room said, come in, I want to show you what we're doing. He said, there's many of these rooms up here. And he said, look on the wall, there's all these glass shelves with three little bottles to a cluster about 6 inches high. And under each bottle was a name plaque, somebody's name. And he said, look at this table. On one side of the table was women's books with pearls, lace, and satin. You knew it was a woman's. And on the other side was a manly looking, big red stones, green stones, and manly material. You knew it was men. And he picked up the piece of the scroll. He said, these are teardrops from a woman on the earth. Said, look what we do. He went over to the shelf. He brought it down and set the little bottle on the table. He took the golden bowl and he poured all the teardrops into this little bottle, filled it up. And it's like everybody knows what to do without anybody ringing a bell or anything. But when the bells were ringing, the angel told me that was souls being saved on the earth. Bells ring. So here come an angel, and they put this bottle on this tray. And I'm watching all of this. But before he puts it on the tray, I got to tell you what he did. I forgot. They have a book there. He opens up a woman's book. And he said, look at this. He said, you won't remember her name. And it's all blank pages. And then he takes the bottle and he drops one little teardrop on one page and it becomes written words. And over till the book was full. He said, these are the most perfect prayers unto God, are your teardrops. And then the angel takes the book and we go before the throne again. The throne of God was so beautiful, as I was telling him, like billows of an atomic bomb, like the billows of the mushroom, but it's mixed with red and glory and light and power that comes from the throne, like energy. And above the throne is a rainbow. And above is the emerald green. Then you see lightning bolts coming out edged with gold and red and thunder and voices around God's throne. And you see a large image of a man. So they, and the angels are bowing around the throne and crying to God. So I go with this angel again before the throne of God. And they, I stand over here to the right with all these people, lots of people in chairs. I'm sorry, in seats going backwards like theater seats. Children's seats in heaven are solid gold with diamonds big as your fist in them. Oh, it's so beautiful. And they bring this book before the altar of God. Now, children, I saw this book laying there. And then all at once, God's hand come out and opened it up. Smoke come up. And like a smoke came up, and it went into God's nostrils, went into the cloud. He said, the angel with me said, your prayers are incense unto God. And then on the other side of the throne, I saw a cloud, a white cloud, like a cloud you look out the window and see, white cloud. But inside the cloud, I saw those white horses I saw earlier. And on these horses was huge, huge, huge angels. They were so big. They had armor on their legs. They had breastplates on. They had on the full armor of God, is in Ephesians. And they're raring. These horses are raring. These horses are 4 feet across in the back. They're so huge. They're monsters. And all the riders on the horses, horses are wanting to come to heaven. And the angel of God said to me, that's God's northern army. And he gave me a scripture. In the day of trouble, call upon the Lord and he shall deliver you. I saw fighting power in these angels, full of power, full of wanting to help us. I saw the pages out of this woman's book lift out by themselves and go into the rider's hands on these horses. And God's voice spoke like many waters. He said, go to earth and answer her prayers. When I cried unto the Lord, then my enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me. In God I will put my trust. I will not be afraid of what men will do unto me.